yeah, we bad. Oh, yeah, we bad.
Hello, and welcome to the Gruntcast. Okay.
The first ever.
The first ever Gruntcast. Okay, so...
First ever, are you sure?
It's the first ever, because it's episode one, or show number one.
Are you sure there wasn't another Halo-related podcast called Gruntcast?
I'm pretty sure. There wasn't any called Gruntcast on iTunes. But anyway, this is the first episode of Gruntcast, if you haven't known already. But, okay, we are your hosts. My name is Lane.
I'm Kevin, and I'm Needler.
Needler?
Just kidding, I'm Kyle.
Okay, so, hello and welcome. This podcast is, as you may know, everything Halo.
Anything that we can think of, maybe.
Yeah. And, basically we started this podcast because we like Halo, and we also run another podcast called TPCast. You can search for it on iTunes.
TPCast, one word.
Yeah.
Not TP, like T-E-E-P-E, like the Native American thing. It's T-P, like toilet paper.
Only it doesn't stand for toilet paper.
So, I guess we should start out by saying that, Lane has Halo 2 and Halo 1 for
yeah.
PC.
So,
Halo
and
2
wait,
Xbox.
And so we have a little thing so you can get to know us better. So, it's a couple questions, don't look. And, let's say we'll just take turns asking each other the questions. So, I'll ask someone first, so you can get the idea. So, who would like to be asked first?
I'll ask.
Go rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper,
scissors. Okay, so Kevin goes first. Okay, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
The first question. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
What?
Not about you orienting with Halo, but just yourself.
Well, I'm Kevin, I like red, and, well, I'm an actor for Thomas Productions, which is completely awesome.
Yeah. Okay, that's good enough. So, how and when did you get into Halo?
Well, our dad had Halo for a while, but he never played it, and then one day he just said, hey, boys, do you want to play Halo? So we were like, sure, and Kyle was the one who first started playing Halo. I haven't played it yet, so... I've been watching him, and then...
And you've also played it on my Xbox.
Yeah. So he knows
when
the
do
story.
Multiplayer and stuff.
So he knows the story.
Yeah, I know the story.
Also, we have Halopedia on our pages.
Oh, and I must say that I'm the only person here who has not played Halo.
Campaign. Or just campaign mode.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, how do you play Halo? Meaning, like, what system do you play it on? Like, PC or Xbox? Or Xbox 360?
Since I don't play Halo, I guess I only play Halo 2 with you, so that would be Xbox.
Okay. And what is your favorite character in Halo?
The Master Chief.
Okay. What is your favorite alien species from Halo, of course?
You mean the Covenant?
Yeah, but some aliens aren't in the Covenant, like the Flood, so...
Oh, I hate the Flood.
Is
there something where I can see them?
I can name them. There's the Grunts, of course.
The Brutes,
Elites, the Prophets.
Hunters.
Wait, what are the Brutes?
Brutes are the big hairy dudes.
The giant blue guys?
Giant blue guys are the Hunters.
I don't think
I like the Hunters.
The Brutes are only in Halo 2.
Oh, Hunters.
Okay, okay, what is your favorite weapon you've been
having? The sniper.
Okay, what is your favorite means of killing someone? That means, like, do you like shooting them, like, headshots? Do you just, like, shooting swords. Them a bunch until they die?
Swords,
slashing them?
Yeah, I'm gonna say shooting them until they die.
Just anywhere, just shoot them.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so those are all the questions. So now, now, how would you choose to ask one of us these questions?
Okay. Lane.
Okay.
Who are you?
Okay, my name is Lane, and, yeah,
same as Kevin, basically?
Yeah, basically the same as Kevin, except I helped create Thomas Productions. If you want to find out more info about that, listen to TPCast.
Or just go to ThomasProductionsInc.com.
Yeah, but this is a Halo podcast, so we'll keep on Halo.
Can I just answer all the questions? Because the ones that I want to answer?
Not yet, because
fine.
Kevin's asking me.
How or when did you get into Halo?
Okay, so it first started off with the original Halo. My cousin had Halo, and then whenever we would go over there, we'd play multiplayer and stuff, and it was fun. I kind of sucked at it, though.
Now you're really good at it, though.
I'm pretty good.
Better than us.
I'm only a level 10 on Xbox Live, believe it or not. There are tons of people who are a lot better than I am. But anyway, then Halo 2 came out, and my cousins got that too. And we would play on Xbox Live and stuff at their house. And then it wasn't until Christmas 2005 when I got an Xbox for Christmas. And then I got Halo 2. And then eventually Xbox Live 2. And then I played.
Not Xbox Live 2, Xbox Live also. I don't think there's an Xbox Live 2 yet.
No. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So,
I know what you mean. As in 2, as in also.
Yeah.
Or as well.
So I played it kind of on and off, but then lately I've been playing it a bunch. Due probably to Halo 3. I guess that's it.
How do you play Halo?
Xbox. Mainly.
And?
And then I recently bought Halo for PC.
What is your favorite Halo character?
Probably the Master Chief.
What is your favorite alien species?
Well, I know it's not the Brutes, and I definitely know it's not the Flood.
Oh, I hate the Flood.
Me too.
I hate the Flood. They're disgusting.
And I don't like the Prophets either.
I don't know what Prophets are.
Oh, they're in Halo 2.
Wait, isn't the Arbiter?
The Arbiter is an elite.
So, oh, but you have to say elite. Not
yeah. So, oh, we forgot one to mention: the Jackals. But I don't.
I don't like them.
Me neither.
Because once I snipe. It's cool, though, if you snipe them, because there's a little hole through the, at the end of their shield. Mm-hmm. If you snipe them there, they die. Like, where they're holding it, mm-hmm. If you snipe them there.
So, I'd have to say probably the elites. But the hunters are probably a close second.
I don't like hunters.
My least...
They take long to kill.
They're cool.
They look cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're brute.
Like my least favorite... species are
Flood.
Definitely Flood is number one on my hate, and
all
then Brutes are number two.
Like, all, like, three or four kind of Flood. They're, like, there's those tiny ones.
Yeah,
those
there's
the big, puffy ones that
there's
when you shoot them, they turn into this.
There's the infection, the carrier. That's all I know.
There's,
I think there's,
like,
there's human Flood.
Yeah,
oh, right.
The human Flood are, like, human-like Flood.
You know, if you
and
shoot
then there's just big
if you shoot
guys.
Up their arms, I think, then they become friendly.
If, like, these, the ones that aren't the, the ones that, like, the ones that are bigger than the human ones, but smaller than the ones that carry the tiny ones. Like, you hit them, if you hit them in the face, it's really funny. Like, with your gun, you go,
I like to, because I hate the blood,
right,
and I get
they
so,
go right up to you, and you go,
I get so freaked out when I see them. So, when comes, so, to make myself feel better, when they come right at me, I, melee them. It's so funny, the sound they make.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're, the levels with the flood in them are definitely the hardest levels.
Yeah.
And the least enjoyable.
So, go on.
Okay,
well,
so
by the
next...
way, I have something to say. When I was at school yesterday, and I saw someone... They had a Halo book right there.
Cool.
Yeah, they're Halo books.
I forget which one.
Odyssey,
I saw.
First Strike.
Okay, so next question.
Oh, it was the Fall of Reach. Okay. What is your favorite weapon? Rocket launcher, sword.
So hard. Dual wielding a needler is really good.
So a needler?
No, it's not my answer.
There's the pistol. I don't like pistols. Assault rifle.
Yeah, there's that giant
rocket launcher, sniper,
sniper rifle.
The sniper rifle, the rocket launcher, and the sword are all really good, but I say they're not my favorite. And I say the assault rifle from the original Halo.
Oh, I have an idea.
Because the one from Halo 2, you just pull the trigger, and then only a little burst comes out. But in Halo 1, you can just hold the trigger down and then just spray people. So, I'd say that's my favorite weapon.
How about we do, like, your favorite Covenant weapon, and then your favorite... What did we go?
Human weapon?
Sure.
Or Marine weapons?
Spartan.
Next question, Kevin.
Okay, next question. What is your favorite means of killing someone?
Okay, I definitely have to say hitting them, like, sneaking up behind them, and then just pressing the B button and meleeing them. Because it kills them with one
shot.
I'd say that's what I like to do the most, and what I'm most effective at. Okay, so... Now...
My turn?
Yeah, now it's your turn.
Okay.
So...
Go ahead and ask me the question.
Okay. So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Same as Cameron, except I'm Kyle.
Okay.
So you like the color red?
No, I like the color blue.
Okay.
And gold and green. Go ahead.
Okay. How and when did you get into Halo?
Same as Kevin. Except
okay.
I started playing.
Okay, and how do you play Halo, you know?
PC, and then Halo 2, Xbox with you,
go ahead.
Next question.
Okay, what is your favorite Halo character?
Master Chief.
Yeah.
Duh.
What is your favorite alien species?
Elite.
Okay.
Because when you kill them, you can take their, cool weapon, whether it's, plasma rifle.
Yeah.
Elite look cool.
Shouldn't there be a plasma needler?
If it's...
No, they're just Covenant weapons. There should be a plasma needler where they plasma you.
But how could...
No. When you shoot, only one comes out, and that'll kill you.
Go on, then.
But how could it... Sorry, but how could it be in needle form if it's plasma?
Because it'll still be a needle.
Whatever.
You say plasma needle. It's gonna be plasma needle. Next question.
Okay, what is your favorite weapon?
I like the assault rifle. No. Yeah, the assault rifle. What is it?
Is it from Halo 2 or Halo?
Halo 1.
Okay.
The assault. The one that you like. The
yeah.
Rifle?
The assault rifle, I believe.
Yeah. That one's fun.
Okay. Last. What is your favorite means of killing someone?
I like to blow them up with, plasma grenades, rocket launchers, and I like the sniper.
I must say, I like to throw grenades at them, too.
Yeah, sticking someone is pretty fun, but I still like whacking them the best.
You can't stick in Halo 1. On Halo 2.
Yeah. Okay. So that concludes that. And so, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to...
about a 15-minute intro.
Yeah, so now we're going to move on to gaming.
Gaming.
First of all, gaming news. I'll just go onto the Bungie website and read off some stuff. In one article, they're saying how they're releasing this ad campaign and... It's the picture from the Halo 3 trailer with a giant laser thingy shooting up into the air, and then it's like a Halo 3 sign. So, it's pretty cool. I think it could be a little cooler. I don't know how, but... Yeah, it's okay. It says, "Hot holy crap, Halo 3 teaser revealed." Okay, so...
Okay. I know that they changed the armor design and color of the Master Chief.
They changed...
to gold, sort of.
And they said that, they're showing that he's been in battle, like, with scratches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
I saw that his color changed slightly, but I didn't know that it was, like, a goldish tint. But... Okay, so probably the biggest news, they released tons of info about a new weapon that'll be in Halo 3, and it's called the Spiker.
That looks awesome.
Mm-hmm, and it's a weapon used by the Brutes.
It looks like it has, like, knives on the bottom.
Yeah.
Wait, it looks so, like, go up so I can see it.
It says, also...
Will you be able to steal it, like, if you kill somebody?
Yeah, it says, it has some nicknames called there's the spike rifle, the spiker, or hatchet gun.
Can I scroll up so I can...
Yeah.
It looks sort of like it's a, assault rifle with, sort of like it shoots like a Covenant weapon with knives at the bottom of it. That's really cool.
Yeah, it looks really cool. There's some info about it.
Magazine capacity 40 rounds, that's not very much. Rate of fire 480 something per minute. Unit replacement cost and a description.
The cartridge is unknown.
The Type 25 Carbine is a magazine fed weapon designed for automatic fire. The weapon has two tungsten alloy bayonet type attachments. I wonder if you could take those out. It'd be cool if you could take them off and stab people.
Yeah, now that was the other thing. That I wanted to discuss. When you're holding...
If you melee?
Yeah, you're melee. Like, how do you think the melee is? Because you're most likely gonna, like, go across and slash someone.
Yeah, that's but, sort of what you do.
Still, if you look, you could probably stab someone in, too.
Yeah. Not like if you walk right up to them, that would probably work. You'd have to melee to stab them, right?
Or maybe instead of, like, if you have that, instead of throwing a grenade, if you're close enough to someone...
Like you just, kind of like the sword or something. Like if you go up close and then you press the melee button or something, then you'll jump forward and, like, stab them. Oh, I got a good idea. You can go and you stab the knives into him, and then you pull the trigger and shoot him. That would be cool.
But then he'd already be dead, so it's just...
No, you don't
die immediately.
Because this is a brute weapon, and brutes are tough. That's why they're called brutes.
Aren't they hairy?
They are hairy.
Isn't it so awesome that it's not a flood weapon?
Floods are yes. Not a weapon.
Oh, like, floods steal like human if you finish, only if you mm-hmm. finish the game, then you can have it for multiplayer.
That would suck.
But, and, like, the last level is, like...
But about the floods, they don't have, like, their own weapons, except that they can attack you.
Yeah.
Like, they can steal human and covenant weapons and shoot you. Have you ever seen a flood guy with a knee there?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's so funny.
You haven't seen them, have you?
No, I have in Halo 1. They shoot with a knee there, and they're like... I can't explain how it looks.
Okay, and then there's some...
But I only get it with pistol and rifle.
Then there's some other update about some info for Halo 3. It's saying how you can mute people, like, if they're annoying, like on Xbox Live. And you can... Mm-hmm. You'll be able to mute them. Like, if they're talking or, like, swearing at you or annoying you, then you can just mute their voice so you can't hear them. And so, basically, all B, they say, is if you're annoyed by a player, press the back button, right stick to select annoy player, X to mute. So, that'll be good. The sucky part is that you're gonna need an... Xbox 360.
Are you gonna get one then?
I am going to have to.
For Halo 3?
Mm-hmm.
Halo 3 is gonna have multiplayer, but...
Definitely.
What's the difference between multiplayer and split screen?
Split screen is just with other players, like, in the room. Xbox Live is like playing with other people across the whole world. Over the internet.
And is there gonna be a cooperative too, with two players?
Most likely.
That's in Halo 2, but it's not in Halo 1, is it?
There are even... I think cooperative play is in Halo 1. But just probably not for a computer, because...
Well, PC,
yeah. So, anyway, I think that's it for news. Okay, so... Next... Our discussion.
Can I say something about the end of Halo 1? I won't spoil anything.
Yeah.
At the end, there's a video, of course.
Oh, yeah. The
end video. Uh-huh. At the end, the Master Chief takes off his helmet, but you can't see his face.
Mm-hmm. That's
cool. I want to see the video. No, I read about it.
Okay, so now we move on to our discussion.
Discussion.
What are you most looking forward to about Halo 3?
Well, they said that you're gonna be able to, like, play what's in the teaser trailer thing. Not, like, be able to play, but, like, sort of like it, like, that's gonna be the main area, or whatever. That sort of looks like a boring place to play. It's, like, all empty, sort of. But I'm looking forward to see, like, the reviews it gets, because it looks boring, but everybody's anticipating it, so I want to see
people say it's good. I've seen some gameplay video. And it looks kind of interesting. It's like they're in, like, this human sort of suburban area, and they're just fighting brutes and stuff. I can show you the video later. It's on YouTube. And
on Halopedia, they got lots of videos.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you most looking forward to?
If you search Jen Taylor, you know, she's the voice of Cortana,
mm-hmm.
Halopedia, there's a picture of her recording lines for Halopedia.
Cool. So, what are you most looking forward to?
I already said.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. One more thing.
Probably just for...
I want to see, like, play multiplayer... split screen, because that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to double-wield swords.
That is going to be awesome. Although, one thing is... How is that going to work? Because a sword already just usually kills a person in one swipe...
But if you do it at the same time...
Yeah, it'll be really effective. Probably, like, guaranteed death.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I'm not sure, maybe just for it coming out and being able to play, like, with you multiplayer.
That's been cool. Mm. Yeah. I am saving up money to buy an Xbox 360 as we speak. So...
may I ask how much you have saved for it?
About $40 so far.
And it costs like $200?
More.
But...
At the very least, $300, but that's just for like the raw system. And you can't really do much with that. Because it doesn't have any memory and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, the full version is $400. And so, my birthday, which is on the 26th, as you may know, I'm asking for money from a couple people.
Like $400
each,
you could buy three.
$400?
No. That would be cool, though.
It'll be good, like, maybe to add $100 or so to...
Do you know how much Halo 3 is going to cost?
Huh?
Do you know how much Halo 3 is going to cost?
I believe it's $60.
Or half a buttload more?
Mostly games are $50.
Yeah, but the new ones for the Xbox 360 go for $60. Okay, so...
I wonder if they're going to release it for Vista.
They probably are, but it might be, like, downgraded. Because supposedly the Xbox 360 has, like, unbelievably real graphics.
I know, also on Halo 2, I've seen some videos of cutscenes. There's a lot better graphics than Halo 1.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay, so... I believe that's it for gaming stuffs. So now we're going to move on to collecting, and we probably won't have the collecting section every week since there's probably not going to be tons of new stuff in that area, but this week we shall have the collecting section. So I'm not sure if there's any news. There's lots of stuff for you to collect.
It's really expensive, though. Lots of stuff.
Mm-hmm. They have tons of Halo merchandise on the at the Bungie store.
Halo 2. There's no, like, Halo 1 merchandise. It's
yeah.
Halo 1, so...
And so, they have tons of cool stuff on the Bungie store, and one thing I particularly like is the shirt that says Zanzibar, and it has, like, a picture of the wheel and stuff. It's like you would go there on a vacation type shirt. So, and then there's all the books that are out for Halo. And...
there's one book that might be kind of interesting to read. It's what happens between Halo 1 and Halo 2.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Do you know how long of a time period there is in between them?
I don't.
I don't think it's that long.
Mm-mm. So... but we do have one thing. I recently purchased a action figure of a red Spartan.
If I could get three, I know this is a lot, but I would want a Banshee, Master Chief, and Elite.
Three Halo things?
Yeah, three Halo toys.
I would probably want the red Master Chief that you have, called the red Spartan.
Isn't there a Fred?
What?
There's a Fred in Halo.
A Fred?
Like...
you know, like, a guy named Fred?
Or... yeah, like, the Master Chief is John 117.
Uh-huh.
There's one that's, like, Fred something.
Oh, wait, there were, like, those people that follow him around? Who are those guys?
Those are Marines.
Yeah.
Marines? Yeah, like, they look like him, except for the face. They have, like, the regular face with the green thing over their eye. Right?
I don't think so.
Kyle, you know that, right?
The guys that follow you around, the Marines.
Yeah.
The Marines. Yeah.
John?
I want one.
These are Marines, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 that's what I mean. Yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, on the cover of Halo, there's a guy next to the Master Chief, and he is a Marine. I'd want a toy of him if they had one.
I want a toy of the Oddst.
Yeah, Oddst is cool.
He's probably my second choice.
Halo 2.
Yeah, they're only in Halo 2.
I'm not even done with Halo 1, but I'm in the level of the library, and there were only 3 levels after that.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the finale of the original Halo, and it's really cool. You're gonna really enjoy it. Although, I hope your Warthog skills are up to date.
Yes. The first time... I have a funny story. The first time I saw a Warthog in Halo, in the second level of Halo, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see that one? I kept crashing into trees because there were a bunch of trees there.
It makes a funny sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think I drove one off a cliff once.
I've done that a ton.
Into a lake. Off into another cliff, I think. I've killed myself in Warthog so many times. Not on purpose. But now, I'm like...
He's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
lot easier to drive in Halo 2.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's really hard to, like, learn how to drive a Warthog because the controls are so kind of weird. Yeah, and then, but once you get used to it, they're really, really fun to drive. And they're really quiet.
Especially when you do rolls, and you feel like you're going to fall off.
I've been watching Kyle play, and every time he sees it, he's like, Warthog!
Yeah, he goes in it. I love, like, on the first level with the flood, at the end of it, you're really excited. You get really excited because there are a bunch of Marines waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Wait, hold on. Another thing?
Mm-hmm.
Near in the middle of the Halo level with the flood, the first one, you'll be very excited also when you hear Covenant.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the grunts, they get so annoying, but after staying with the flood for about half an hour, you're like,
Yeah, I definitely prefer to fight Covenant aliens.
Even
much
hunters.
More than flood.
Even hunters. And brute for you against it.
I've taken down a couple hunters just with my pistol.
In melee, right? Because they come really close to you.
No, I strategically stay away from them. I shoot them. I, like, chuck a couple grenades at them, but then, when I run out and I only have my pistol, it's really cool because the pistol in Halo 1 has the aimer on it, so you can just, like, snipe them out. But you have to hit him a bunch.
We should get back on collectible time.
Yes. So, he has... The Red Spartan dude has a lot of articulation and stuff. And it's
what
really
if his
cool.
arms are sort of hard to move?
Yeah. And the bad part is that his wrist joints are kind of loose, so they flop around.
But otherwise, his head can't move a lot, but...
Mm-mm.
And he comes with a... bomb.
A bomb.
A big bomb, not a grenade.
A needler and a sniper.
Uh-huh. So unfortunately,
we lost the magazine.
Yeah.
You lost the magazine.
I didn't lose it.
I lost it.
I lost it. That's right.
So,
no,
it's,
maybe I didn't.
It's somewhere on the floor, probably, but I still haven't found it.
Or on your desk.
Or on my desk. I totally, like, looked on my desk and it's not there.
Or but, it went down the bin.
Yeah, I need to check there still. But anyway, it's really cool, and also because the action figure comes with, or the figure comes with different variants, on like the emblem on his shoulders and back.
It's sort of like you can customize them when you're shooting for him, right?
Well, you can't choose which one you get. You just it's
no,
by
if
chance.
You shoot for him in the store, I mean.
Oh yeah, if yeah, although
you can't really customize them.
Yeah,
unless you have spray paint.
Yeah, and so, he's pretty cool, and what would you give him, like, rating-wise?
I don't really like how he's, the look with dark red and bright blue, and then the white on the emblem, that doesn't really go good together, but the whole thing itself, I think he's pretty good.
And
probably
like,
a four.
Like
four
I did, like I did before on the TP cast. I can't really decide out of five, so I'm gonna give him a 3 and a 4. I mean, a 3.5 out of 4.
Okay. And I'd probably have to give him a 4 out of 5. And it's probably because when I first got them, it seemed like the plastic was really cheap, and they skimped out. I think it was because I was used to all the Star Wars figures that I was buying. But, yeah, he's really cool overall. And also, one of the things that I kind of didn't like is the plastic is kind of sharp at some points, like on the corners. But, so, I give him a 4 out of 5. And also, if you want to see what he looks like, you can go to our website, by the way, which is www.gruntcast, that's all one word, so www.gruntcast.podomatic.com.
And there are pictures of him, right?
And there aren't pictures on the website, but then once you get to the website, then there's a link on there to our forums. And on the forums, there's a website. So definitely join the forums. The Gruntcast forums. So that's going to do it for collecting. And so now, we move on to our final section, and I have a feeling this is going to be a favorite section among us, and it's just general Halo talk where we just talk Halo and about whatever Halo. So, let's start.
Well, the last level on Halo is called the Maw, right?
Mm.
What does that word mean? I know there's a song on the first...
I looked Ma up in the dictionary, and it's sort of like, jaw.
A jaw?
Well, do you have a dictionary handy?
Ah, I do.
So...
Or, actually, even better.
So there's a song on the, first one. I didn't buy it.
The jaws or throat of a voracious animal.
Ah, see?
So,
jaw.
So, anyway, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, the Ma. The song, the Ma, it is scary. Not, like, scary, like, don't, like,
Can we jump?
Yeah, not like,
Scary?
It starts with an S, what's the word? Suspenseful. If not suspenseful, it's just creepy. If you want to listen to it.
There are some songs also on the Halo 2 soundtrack, particularly the Volume 2 of it, which are creepy. Especially, I'd say my favorite... Let me pull up iTunes here. I definitely have to say that my favorite song, probably, for the Halo 2 Volume 2 soundtrack is the Sacred Icon Suit.
Sweet.
So, and also there's some really, really creepy music up there.
Really like Unyielding and Reclaimer. They're basically the same thing.
I like, to Finish the Fight, which is a Halo 3 movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, let's
listen to this.
I like the
Sacred
Iron. I like the piano part of, like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah,
the
so...
Piano sounds
really
good.
So... Sacred Icon. Hang on. I'll fast forward to the... That's just cool.
It's
Okay, here comes the freaky part, which is like flood-ish.
Flood-ish.
No, this was in the Halo 2, but it was just not all compacted. It was like they took the best of like all the best music from like the Sacred Icon level or something, and then compiled it.
You have finished the fight on this?
Yeah, but also there's a really freaky cue at the end of the epilogue. Right, coming up. Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Do you have... Wait, finish the fight. I don't hear the piano part of that one.
Okay.
It's right there.
Oh. Oh, here it is, too. I should learn how to play this on the piano.
They show it on the making of thing, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They show... Yeah. Well, and I know you can learn how to play that. Yes, you will. And then you're gonna teach me because I want to play it.
So, that's cool. So, can we...
Wait, no.
It's a
good part.
To me, towards the end is the best for me.
Okay, here's the part I like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like, okay. Right, from probably this point to the very end is my favorite part. And I like how they actually used, like, a full, like, orchestra. It wasn't any, like, computer-generated, like, instruments or something. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Not, definitely not one like this.
Here, this is a good part.
So. Yeah, the very end.
The very end is like the best. Also the piano.
I really like the piano.
I like how it looks like it's not really like a bunch of atoms whatever flying together so it's really good.
Right, so.
That was cool.
Is there anything else that you wanted to discuss about Halo? Halo Universe? Anything Halo?
Yeah, sorta. I have some questions about the story, because I don't know the whole thing.
Okay.
The Arbiter is a... He's not a villain, right?
He starts out kind of like as a villain, but then...
Well, I mean, he's like, for the main thing, he joins the human race, right?
Yeah.
And then also... Halo, the Halo, I think they said it was destroyed in Halo 1, but then you play on the Halo in Halo 2, right? Or at least in
split screen multiplayer places there are.
So do you want? So do you want me to tell you, or something?
I feel like Star Wars and they remake it.
Yes. So.
So that's what happens in between them.
I think there's just another one, because they wouldn't have time to build or get a whole nother one.
But, what I know is, the Covenant didn't make it. They found it, and so did the humans, and they both want to get to the control center first to use it as a weapon.
Yeah.
Against what? Each other?
Yeah, I think the humans, this is for Halo 1, are just trying to get to it so they can destroy it.
There is a level, I've already passed it, where they get to the control center and do something with it. And then there's more after that. I don't get it. That's why there's more after they get to the control center.
Yeah. Okay, so...
So that's all my questions for now.
Alright, so...
I do have one more question. What happened to Cortana in the Gravemind? Like, didn't she... How did she get captured? I don't understand.
She got... They were in, like, the... I guess you could call it, like, the headquarters or something of the Covenant or something. It's kind of, like, the last level or near the last level. And the, alien dudes are going to Earth. And so... Cortana is in, like, the system of the whole, Covenant... HQ, as I'm going to refer to it. And so then she says that she needs to stay there or something. So then the Master Chief goes off and, like, stows aboard the alien ship that's going to Earth. And then the Gravemind somehow infiltrates the,
The Gravemind isn't, like, a human shape.
No, he's like he's like an alien. He's, like, in charge of the Flood, I believe. So I hate him. But anyway, he, like, infiltrates the headquarters and this stuff, and then he captures Cortana.
Doesn't he just look like a bunch of tentacles or something?
Yeah.
Wait, so
he definitely has tentacles.
In the, in Halo 2, is Cortana talking to you for the game, like in Halo?
Yeah.
So she can still talk to you even though she's...
For Halo 2, yeah, she just gets into the Covenant... headquarters area at, like, the last level, or near it, of Halo 2.
What I'm not sure about is, in Halo 1, when you get into, with 343 Guilty Spark near the end, you lose, contact with Cortana or something, because you're going into, you, like, transport you or whatever. It takes you to some place and you lose contact.
Uh-huh.
And then I know in the mall she can talk to you again. Or something like that, so.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But I guess I'll find out later.
Yeah. So, how are you going to play Halo 2? Because you said that it's only for Vista.
I might just learn the story on Halopedia, maybe not play it, but...
Or... Get Vista?
I'm not sure if Vista can run on XP, though.
But they're both...
Vista is a whole new operating system. The only way that Vista might not work is because if your computer components are not...
I was told that Vista is, like, the new internet.
Vista isn't the new internet. You know how, like, Windows XP... It's like a running system. Well, Vista is like the new XP, in a way. Yeah. Only they're ripping off Apple. So, I think that's gonna be it for...
Except their slogan is WoW. Or whatever.
Or something. So, okay. I'm not sure if we're going to do this podcast, like, every week or something. Just when there's a lot of Halo stuff to talk about. So,
for now, we'll quit out and go play Halo.
Yeah, so, our info, again, our website is www.gruntcast.podomatic.pod.
www.gruntcast.com.
Sorry, yeah, so it's www.gruntcast.podomatic.com.
And also there's a link to our Gruntcast
forums. Yes, and please join the forums. It'd be much appreciated. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try, once this episode is posted, to get the podcast on iTunes so we can hopefully get more listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, if you like the show or have any questions or comments or something, we have an email address and a phone number. And the email address is gruntcastpodcast@yahoo.com.
That's long.
Gruntcast was already taken, so gruntcastpodcast was this thing. And that's all in word. So, again, it's...
How about Gruntcast Halo?
So, again, it's Grunt... Again, it's gruntcastpodcast@yahoo.com.
And we have a phone number.
And the phone number is 408-565-8969. Again, that's 408-565-8969.
8969.
And...
Wait, what does that stand for?
It doesn't stand for anything. I tried to get it a number to stand for something, but it just took way too long. So, again, join the forums. And please note that everything from the Halo universe is property of Bungie and Microsoft. Because we're not out to make money, we're just enjoying doing this. So,
bye.
So, Bungie and Microsoft, we mean no harm.
Yeah. So, I guess...
So, I guess that wraps it up.
Yeah.
So, we'll be back sometime...
In the future.
Sometimes. In the future. Yeah, which...
We'll probably have...
Episode
2.
A big
episode when Halo 3 comes out.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, so...
For now, I am Needler. I mean, Kyle.
I'm Kevin.
And, I'm Lane. Oh, and also, guys, join the forums. Okay, so... Bye.